تسلم تسلم
البيس نعم صديقي معطونا على معهم كل شيء خامتي بسم الله صديقي إن شاء الله تزني زكري The last time we learned this whole Gemara until Rabbi Yechon. So I'll just say very briefly what the Gemara says about Perikta. We want to start going over it, otherwise Chazar on Chazar on Chazar. But the Gemara said there's a difference between a shoy boy and an ish. A shoy boy, if you neglected looking after it, then you are chayiv, and an ish, you're potter. What's the case the Gemara gives? He gave over to a chereshit of Bekot. So you gave him to Cheshit Rekot. For a shoy boy, you are Chayim, and for an Eish, you are Potter. So Gemara says, don't understand. We must be talking about an Eish, which is a Gecheles, because an Eish says, Shalheves Bemet Yechayim. So we're talking about an Eish, which is a Gecheles, so it's something which is Be'etzim Shomor. So why should it be that for one, you're Chayim, and for one, you're Potter? Why should it be for shoy boy, you're Chayim, for each, you're Potter? To which the Gemara answered, because Eish is Ma'ami Ami of Ozla, Eish gets colder and colder, dimmer and dimmer, really, that's a literal translation, dimmer and dimmer. Mashen Kane, Shoyin Boy is Darkil in Tuki or Darkil in Turi. It's normal for a Shoy to snap off, and it's normal for a boy for the lid to fall in. So, what does that mean? So, before we see Tesis, let's remind ourselves what Rashi said. Rashi said the fact that Shecher should be called to undo it is not a reason. The fact that you gave it over to Chayyim Shehid Rekotan is not a reason to be Chayyim. The reason why you're Chayyim is because you didn't do a good Shmir. What does that mean? You had an animal which could snap off and go off. Or you had a pit that could fall in. So you neglected the Shmir of tying up. You neglected the Shmir of covering over the pit. And therefore, if you neglected in your Shmir, then even if at the end of the day it only damaged, not because of that, it damaged because of an outside influence, then you're chayav. In a case where you neglected in your shmir, and then the reason, the cause of the damage was due to outside influence, you're still chayav. In a case when you didn't neglect your shmir, in a case where you did mitzad what you were meant to have done, you tied it up well, you covered up well, in a case where you did what you were meant to have done, and then a chayv sheita b'kotan came along and untied it, even though you knew that chayv sheita b'kotan was there, and even though you gave it to a chayv sheita b'kotan, and there you will not be chayv. So for instance, almost up to Yossi, take a question, the flame, the gacheles, you gave over to a chayv sheita b'kotan. It could very well be that chayv sheita b'kotan will fan it, but since you did a good shmir, because mitam, what you were meant to have done, you put a gacheles, on its own and by the natural wind will not be fanned. So therefore, you've done a good shmir. The fact that an outside koyach came and fanned it is not a reason to be chay. That shit is Rashi. Yes, Yossi, what's the matter?
Regarding the cases of the shor or
Shoyin Boy.
Yeah. So what is saying that he didn't do a proper shmir?
Right. Why didn't he do a good proper shmir? Because the tying up which he did is normal to get untied. Darkening took you.
So if that's the case, the
excellent. Very good.
What's the chiddush?
Very good. Yossi's saying this is chilasip shia v'sefer oinus, which is what the Ramban says. Bemet Ramban says those words. It's chilasip shia v'sefer oinus, but there is a novelty, and that is that normally chilasip shia v'sefer oinus, the oinus has to be because of the shia. Right? For instance, the classic case, you always say somebody didn't look after a goat. The goat, because of that, climbed up onto a rooftop and then fell down and broke Kalim. Even though the falling down breaking Kalim is an oinus, but since, why is he on the rooftop? Because he was Pshia. So the oinus was due to the Pshia, to an element of Pshia in the oinus, and that's why you're chayav. In this case here, the The onus, let's say the kid untying it, is not due to the pshia. Not because a shoyi is normal to untie, therefore this kid untied it. Even had the rope been strong, the kid would have untied it.
It's really, it's fine. This
Yeah, that's not the go to Rashi. If I would have done a good shmirah, and even if I assigned it to Chayshut Rukot, I'm not going to be chayv. For instance, by the Gechelis, Ami proper shmirah, even though I gave it to Chayshut Rukot, and it could probably be a Chayshut Rukot, and we'll fan it, I'm not going to be chayv. Right? Why? Because since I did my since I fulfilled my responsibilities, I'm not chayv for outside influences. You're only chayv inside outside influence if you didn't do a full shmir. So here the chiddush is, if we're going to call it some type of tchoros sabshir, we say bevoinis, but it's not machmas sabshir. The reason why the, I'm going to be chayv for what the chiddush did is because I used a rope that's not so strong. My kesha, the two are not connected. The rope not so strong, and the chiddush undoing the rope are not related.
once you have a kind of Shia, isn't that even as an onus?
But Yossi, when we say tchoros, normally has to be.
Really?
Yes.
What is my giving the. I opened up the gate and go went out and lightning struck. What is that? My
Not
opening.
like that.
What? Is that
No,
Adam
no,
lightning?
no.
What? Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's pure onus.
That's it. It's nothing to do with him.
Yeah,
Lightning.
I'm simple, but honest.
Unless the lightning wouldn't have struck it over where it was, then only because of that, then it's kashrut to it.
Should I be going to sideways?
If it's true, then we together with them. If it's true that it was chayv, the reason why it's chayv is because why did lightning strike it over there? Because he left the door open. Why was the animal over there? So then the reason why the animal died was because he left the door open. Nachon, if I leave the door open and an animal goes out and walks from Nachal, lose to Nachal, Peda, wherever you are, yeah? And a lightning struck it there. So why is the animal there? Had it stayed in Nachaluz, it wouldn't have died. So why is the animal there? Because he left the door open. So it was an onus.
Had you not
But had he
signed
not.
Ashu, you would not have
No,
applied it.
let's just finish this point, then I'll come back to your Chashu. So had I left the door locked, which was my shmir, which I was meant to have done, the animal would have stayed indoors. Had it stayed indoors, it wouldn't have got struck by a car or lightning, whatever it is. Yes, yeah, so that was the onus had connection to the pshir. Okay, so in that case, if that's how it would be, if let's say lightning struck it or a car struck it there, yes, and Achrami would be chayav then, because it was because of the thing. Mashinkin, let's say it would have happened anywhere, a flood happened. It would have happened anywhere. So, although it would be shared, it's not a reason to be chayv because the flood would have killed it where it was as well. In the case of Chayshet Rukotan, here's a new chiddush. Had I done a good shmirah, giving it over to Chayshet Rukotan is not called a pshir. That's Shittas Rashi. If you do a good shmirah, giving it over to Chayshet Rukotan is not a reason to be chayv.
Is that because there's no expectation of
No,
the
no, no, no. It's because I'm not machuyev to protect it from outside influences. I'm only chayev to look after it vis-a-vis myself, not as outside influences. So maybe that had I done a good shmirah, so giving over the cheshit to God is not an act of pshir, according to Shittas Rashi. So to do given Rashi clearly holds that. Giving over the cheshit to God. Even if the Chayshet does it, you're still Chayav. I mean, even. It's because you gave it to Chayshet B'Gotza. No, Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds, if you did a good Shmirah, then the fact that Chayshet B'Gotza does it, unties it, and even though you gave it over to Chayshet B'Gotza, you would not be Chayav. That's not called Pshir. So what is the Pshir? The Pshir is darker than Tuki. And this darker than Tuki and the Chayshet untying it are completely not related. So it's not the classic tchoros of. It's a new chiddush. It calls the man you haven't done a full shmirah, so it's still on you, it's still mutter on you to look after this animal, then you'll mutter of yours to protect it from outside influences. But once you've done what you have to do, you guarded it like you were meant to have done, you don't need to take into account the outside influences. There's a word in Rashi, it's a diyuk in Rashi. You either connect to diyuk or you don't. But there's a diyuk in Rashi. If you look in which is the second last medium sized line, begins of Amya Ba'ozda. Yeah, Ma'amya Amya Ba'ozda, it's dims, meaning you've done your full Shriya. Or my deliver cherish, and now the cherish fans it. And here's the word: Lo yiramya olei de bal gacheles le asuki adaita. It doesn't say lo yhave le asuki adaita, which is a classic expression for something which I've never dreamt. It doesn't say that. It says lo yiramya le bal gacheles asuki adaita. It's not sitting on him. It's not mutal on him, it's not the onus of responsibility is not on him to take that into account. It doesn't say that the classic thing of Rosh Hashanah, I shouldn't have thought about such a thing. I don't have to think about it. It doesn't say that. It says the onus of responsibility to think about it is not on him. Meaning, once you did your good Shmira, it could very well be he does it, but I'm not Machuv. I'm not Machuv to even think about that. So I can give over to Cheshit Vikotzen. And I'm fine. It's just if I didn't do a good shmir, so I'm still mechuyev to look after this animal. I can't tick the box. Then you're mechuyev to look after this animal, not only for hitam, what you it's yourself should have been careful about, but also outside influences. That's it. That's Rashi. Rashi, of course, always the boshuk shat. That's the boshuk shat in the subject. And this has got a difficult shot. So it's more in tune with Yosef. Okay, that's Rashi. Okay, there's a mahalach in the sugya with him, which you see. There was one diuk in Rashi about the Yamiya, that's already a diuk. But the Mefush in Rashi, Rashi said, how did they get damaged? Remember the diuk, the what Rashi says? Ninturi, the Rashi before that one. Ninturi, you see? Into a limb point, Helga Shmira Rohi. And then you didn't do good Shmira. Then what's the next word of Rashi? I would have always said, Olachain, Gileo Cheish, Achayim, because Olachain, therefore you're Peshaya, you gave it to a Cheish with Makata. No, Rashi doesn't say Olachain. Rashi says, Afilu. Even if what actually happened was a Chayyim Shodim Kodim uncovered it, you're going to be a Chayyim. Why? Because I wasn't showing the Kuroi. This whole Rush is saying to Shamayim, well, what do you want from us? You've done the Suga Kipshuto, at least what we would thought is Kipshuto. The Gemara is saying that you were negligent. You gave it to Chayyim Shodim Kodim, and therefore you're Chayyim. Darkening talking means they will untie it. Rashi Bechlad doesn't know like that. No. I mean, since you did a bad shmira, even though what actually happened was a cheresh, you're still going to be chay because you didn't do a good shmira. So the chesaron in the shmira is not the cheresh. The chesaron in the shmira is because it's darkening tuki, darkening tuki. That's it, is Rash. Okay, shittas Rash. We're going to learn shittas tesis. Obviously, it's not the same, and when we learn it, so there'll be two different mahalakim. So the tesis.
So the man is kashrut.
Well, if it snaps on its own and goes and damages, obviously it's hurt.
I'm saying if it's an adult who's a bikkeh.
Yeah, then you won't be hurt. Why? Because the bikkeh has taken a crash from the fact that he gets involved in that. And we learn to our kindness if it lists him, open the door and take it out, and lists him on the chai. The kindness with kinyonim and all. If it's bikkeh, if it doesn't, then it's not. And the care of the guy because he's the one who did it. So Cheshit become karmic sack. So only Ninid whether we could somehow throw back the Chiyo to the original Shema, to the original owner. So he's saying if he did a good Shmir, then not. If he didn't do a good Shmir, then yes. So cool, all this was that the Rambam told us Pshat, not even here, it's in different period, but at least. We're going to get a shot in Rashi. Ezi Taisis. Bishoy Kosh or Boy Mahuse. There's Taisis. You know, it's the fifth Taisis on the page. Show Kosh or Boy Mahuse. What do you mean by Kosh or Mahuse? Dakar and Tuki. What does Dakar and Tuki mean? It's going to snap off. Does that mean they didn't do good Shmir? Does that mean that the rope he tied wasn't a good Shmir? Says Taisis. Pish Kiro. Avad, you did a good shmir. You boy showing kosher, boy mechusa, pirish kiroi. Come and tie that properly. The ibish shalei kiroi, because if he didn't do it properly, lav klum hi. That's called untied. That's called untied. That's not called tied. If you tie something with a straw, that's not called tied. Void, and furthermore, with the parak, I just got dear from the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, what's the difference between Ish and Shoyin Boy? If we're talking about a Shoyin tied and a Boy tied, so what's the difference between both of them? Meaning, Keloima, or Bishneim, Hoyanem Niftoi. With both of them, it should have been Potter. Both of them should be potter. And that's what we mean. When we saw that shoy kosher or boy mechusa, we mean to say done in a way that should exempt the person, should batter him. That was the question that by A should be potter and by shoy and boy should be potter. How do I know that? Because we were bothered. Why should the shoy be chayv? And what was the answer to the Gemara? We're talking about shoy muter, a shoy that's untied. Meaning if a shoy is tied, and bother the show the potter. Why should it be that the shoy and boy is chayev and the ish is potter? It should both be the same. Which one should it be? It should both be potter. How do I know that? Because the next time the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. What are we talking about? We're talking about a show that's untied. It means the only way we can understand the show would be chayev. The only way we can understand it is if we're talking about one that's not tied. So Shimon's basis straight away is already telling us that we're talking about tied up properly. But they're not like Rashi. Rashi said Dakan Tukya means that the rope itself will snap. The cover itself will snap. So already we see Rashi and Tosafot are going different paths. Tosafot says, well, it means it's properly locked up. Answer Rashi. We explained Rashi doesn't mean that a loose rope that's going to fray straight away. It means it's a rope which he has to start checking out to see if it's going to stay good. That was how we explained in Rashi. But Tosafot then we're talking about proper rope. So what's pshat in shoyavida and tuki? If it's normal for it to be good tied, so what's avidil in tuki? What's it mean? Avidil in tuki, it's going to snap. Next Tosafot, pirush Rashi, afilu b'loichesh, it's going to snap. Yeah. Oh, but in the Gemara said, okay, void. He takes the same again from void, yeah? Void, mit the parik, since we asked, Maishnah, since the Gemara asked, Maishnah, what the Gemara mean to say, the Mishneim, or Yodayim Lifta, that both of them should be exempt. What's both of them? Shoboy and Ish. Both of them in Shoboy is one and Ish in the other, yeah? Shoboy and both of them should be potter. How do I know it means both of them should be potter? Because the next line of the Gemara was, you know why the Shoboy and Boy is Chayev is Midahada Moikira, when we then established it to be referring to Shoboy Muta and Boy Mekbuni. Since with the next time we were saying the only way I can think of a shoving chayev is because it was untied, so we understand that if it's tied, it should be potter. So once chat show ovid lin tuki, if it's tied up well, then why should it be ovid lin tuki? Pirush Rashi, afilu beloichesh, darkin lin tuki, even without the chesh, it's going to get snap out. It's going to snap darkin lin tuki me'ilo. On its own, it's going to snap. It's normal for it to fall in on its own. Because I just explained to you, and it must be that we're referring to a case where it's tied up properly. Like I just explained in the previous thesis. Oh, look, come on. And in the next mission, we know it says, no, not the next mission, but next, later on, it says, if you cover the pit properly, potto, your potto. So why does it say here? Why does Rashi say that Rashi is saying we're talking about a case where it would have stamped on its own. Says this is a combi because it must be talking about that you tied up well, like we just spoke out in the previous thesis. And if it's true you tied up well, then you should be potter. So why did it say that if you tied up well, here your chayv? What does it mean? Show obedin tuki. The Gemara says, if you tied up well, the boy obedin turi. The Gemara says, kiseu kuro, your potter. If it's going to snap on its own, or going to fall in. I'm sorry. It's a we say if you come up, it's not going to fall in. So what's it mean? Boy darkin and turi. Show darkin turi. Penir the farsh. As they said, you know what it means? Not on its own. Not on Rashi. Not on its own. The Dagon and Tuki Alidei Cheresh. Mam is not like Rashi, completely different maslub. Did you know how it's going to snap? Because of the Cheresh. You gave over to the Cheresh, he's going to untie it. And since you gave over to that Cheresh, you're going to be chayv for it.
And that was the Shemir was not because of the introduction of the Cheresh.
Right. According to Tosafot, giving over to the Cheresh means you've failed in your Shemir. The Gora, it's worse, Mishum de Mosa Lechesh. It's worse, it's called lack of a Shmir. It's less Shmir because you gave it over to the Chesh. Giving over to the Chesh is a lower level of Shmir. So it's true the Mishnah says, Kiseru Kiro, we potto, if you cover over properly, you potto. Because it's not going to fall in. So what's the Al-Gamar mean that is going to get uncovered? Because it's normal for the kid to untie it. And why should I be liable for it? Because most of the kids have gotten your chayv. Aval gacheles. But gacheles, lo gor kol kach. Giving over gacheles to a kishet v'katan is not considered a downgrade in shmir that much. The ein dalko ilelabo is gacheles. It's not so common, so usual for a to fan a gacheles kemoi shedalko nintuki shoy. In contrast to how it's more usual for him to untie the shoy nintuki boy and to loosen off the cover of the pit. Why is it less common for Cheresh to fan it? The kama the shavik lo cheresh na'amim amim v'osa. If the cheresh delays in its act of fanning, it's just going to get cooler and cooler and cooler. So giving over gacheles to a cheresh is less dangerous than giving over an animal. Why? Very simple. The cheresh at one time will try and fan the gacheles, and the cheresh will at one time play with the knot and untie the animal. But there's a difference. If he gives it over to a cherish, if he gives a show to a cherish of the cotton, it makes no difference when this cherish of the cotton will decide to untie it. He could decide today, he could decide in a week's time, and both of the same are going to be as dangerous in both situations. A shame game with a fire, unless he does it now, it's not going to happen. So there's less of a pshia in giving over a coal to a cherish than giving over a shor to a cherish.
This is supposed to agree with the previous one.
So,
I mean, the previous one says there's a cherish kuroi.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're saying the fact
the that tying up was kuroi. Shor kosher. The tying up was kuroi.
The natshim.
Right. Rather than the tying was kuroi, but the chesaron was in giving over to cherish. Why is there only a chesaron with an animal and not with a gacheres? Because the gacheres gets cooler and cooler. So unless the cherish acts immediately, it's not going to happen. So he came with a shoyin and boy makes no difference when the cheresh acts. And since he could act sometime in the near future, in the future, so that's called the chesaron and b'shira in shmirah and yach. Okay.
Nothing
up
on the floor.
Huh?
Nothing
up on the side
somewhere.
Actually, hand it over to. No, doesn't mean to hand it over. Makes no difference. You told him. You look after him.
Yeah, but if you hand it over to him, then it's actually in his hands, and then you expect him to move around with it. If it's in the floor, it's like watch over. So he sits there and watches over it. I see the difference.
I don't think it makes a difference. If you give it over to somebody who can, like muscle the animal, you didn't hand the animal to the babe to this parish. You told them, you look after, I'm going out, you look after this animal. During that time, the kid can untie the knot. So exactly the same thing would be the fire. You had made the barbecue, you say, look, I'm going out, look after the barbecue, make sure nothing happens. During that time, the chesh started fanning it, what would be the difference? Same with the gecheles, you wouldn't be chav. Give her matches to kids. What? Is it pshir to give a kid a match? What do you say?
Yes, a match is even less.
Even less?
Match is not good. No, it's more. No, and so even if you don't give it, you just leave it in a place where you can take it.
A match is a chesaron, it doesn't make a difference.
Where?
How long? That's a chesaron in that. Gecheles eventually turns into a piece of coal. That's it. But a match has the pacham, whatever the gum, what's it called? Gunpowder? I don't know. But it's got that thing that can make it fire. Whatever it is. So in that way, not that, I haven't given anything. So yeah, it's whatever. The dying should be asked before handing over a match box to a kid. There's something too recently about it. I think then Solomon wrote about it. There's something to so we rented the house. We rented the house and it got burnt down. And it wasn't clear 100% of the kids. There were matchboxes around and around. It wasn't clear that was kids. Anyway, right.
The bad situation, my neighbors are constantly sending their kids over to bowl, is that ketchup and whatever it is, milk. Once a fiber thing,
one fiber?
I go, I have some sugar. I'm taking it. I'm not listening to you bowl right now.
Oh, I see, you got good neighbors. Right. Where are we holding? Where are we up to? Rabbi Yechon, back to the Gemara, yeah? Rabbi Yechon. Shittes Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon, Oma, Afilu Mosalu Yishalem Heves, Nami Yivoto. Shittes Rabbi Yechon is, they're even giving over a flame, his bottle. Giving over cheshit, the cotton of Yechma holds, even though it's flame, it's pot, unless you give him the full tool. We're going to have to see why, what's chatten of Yechma, but that's what shittin of Yechma is. You give over, but of Yechma definitely give a match, it wouldn't be chav. But even a flame wouldn't be chav. So, kun of Yechma, da ma filu mosale shahem is nami poto. So, if we're going to say, flame, torch, a lit torch.
We're going to fire. Bring a fire, real super duper fire.
It doesn't say.
How do you know what you mentioned?
So there is a torch.
Yeah.
So, if you muscle, shall have it, Nami Boto. Shall really means a flame. But yeah. If you're giving over a torch, it's going to be Boto. So, we're saying this Bryce has said that by age of Boto. And this is a dangerous. Definitely a dangerous thing, and it's not going to get cooler. This flame is raging fire. So the equivalent to that would be a shoy that is untied, and a boy that is untied. So we're asking, what's the difference? Why should there be the shoy is going to be chayv, and it's just possible. What's the difference between the two of them? Answers the Gemara. Hacha hasam tzavsa the cheresh kagorim. Hacha loy tzavsa the cheresh kagorim. Okay? Le, meaning, in the case of the flame, the holding of the cheresh, meaning the cheresh taking it from A to B to bring it to the place to cause the damage, that was the part, that was the cheresh that did it. The cheresh is the one that took the fire from A to B. Therefore, the person that gave it over is bottle. I haven't said any explanation yet for it, but therefore the person who gave it over to the cheresh is bottle. I say, okay, by the shori, the cheresh didn't do anything. It's the shori that did it. And therefore, you're chayiv. You left a dangerous animal, and that dangerous animal can go and damage, and therefore you're chayiv. What exactly is the difference between the two? Again, this machlokes Rashi says. What's the difference between H, where we say, Savso, the cheresh kagorim? It's the kid, the achizoso, the holding of the cheresh, which caused the fire, to show you, mutil, where we say, no, it's the show that caused the damage in your. So Rashi here doesn't say that much. We had the Rashi on the base, which told us, Pshat. Here, let's see what Rashi does say here. Last medium sideline. Rabbi Yechon Dona Vakinis. Afilu Mosa Lo Ishalevis Boto. Now, the first widest line. Afilu Mosa Ishalevis Boto. The Ashna Moiki. Now, we must establish the whole Diktoni Mashenki Reish. Now, when it says in the Braisa that by Eish Mashenki Reish of Boto, must be talking about Ishalevis. Even a flame. Well, the Kabbalah say, and in the contrast of that, the Mechayim Gabi Shoyu Boy, the Yochayim Shoyu Boy. The Kabbalah means the equivalent, yeah? Yeah, the equivalent. I mean, the Brisa said this as opposed to this. So, the equivalent case with Yochayim by Shoyu Boy is a Shoyu Muter or Boy Megule. Maishno. What's the difference? Maishnocho, maishnocho. Answers the Gemara says, Rashi, awesome, Gabi, B'iroi. What's B'iroi mean? Yeah, not like the plosser, Gabi, B'iroi means animal. It means a flame, yeah?
What's the Huh?
What means the Say that, yeah, okay. But awesome, Gabi, B'iroi means a flame. Tzapso, the cheish, kugoyim.
What does Rashi use that word here?
Yeah. It's the lesson of the apostle of the Mishnah. Ma veheve. It's the lesson of that. So, nachon. The cheresh kagoyim. It's the holding of the cheresh that caused it. What does that mean? Achizoso yishol cheresh gomo haheve. It's the holding of the cheresh which caused the fire. Shehu noitlo. He takes it voyilich v'legodish, and he takes it to the godish. Ocho. However, here, in regard to showing the boy, loit tzavsa the cheresh kagoyim. It's nothing to do with the cheresh that caused it. Shashoy hoylech, vidik, the shoy holach, the shoy went and damaged. Machina boy, and zemina boy, veloy alidei cheresh hizik. It didn't damage due to the cheresh. What does tzavsa mean? Rashi says, Tupshotim Tzavsa, Achizosi, holding it, K'moy Miloshon Tzavto, tongues, Shekoyin in Old French, Tenelish, the tongues. I'm sorry, I misread it, am I right? Achizosi V'Koyachloi, holding and it's Koyach. Miloshon Tzavsa, from the expression of Tzavsa, tongues, Shekoyin Tenelish. Thank you for pointing that one out. So the first part of Rashi is, it's the holding of the kid that does it. Second part of Rashi is a different shot. Nishna Akhine, Tzav.
What is the outline of the word that I want?
I mean, this Jew, we'll see in a second. We'll see in a second. Very good, very good. We'll see in a second. And Tzavso, the second part of Tzavso is Yichudoi Shachesh. It's the the being together of the chesh with the shalemes, accompaniment. That the chesh was together with the shalemes, that's what caused it. The notni took it from the notion yichud, notion of sevet. Sevet is a group of people together. Roshan Sabto Shulash. Kedamino, like we say, the habit Safsalakhave should be accompaniment for your friend. That means to be an accompaniment, to be together with him. So what's Pshat in Rashi? The Yossi pointed out to the important word Kevri. What's Pshat in Rashi? Why is it that if you give over Cheshid Vikotin, a flame, you're going to be Chayiv? Rashi says, it's Akizosa Vikotin. Potter, why are you going to be Potter? Rashi says, Akizosa Vikotin. It's his holding and his Kaya. So Rashi in Nachum Beis tells us Pshat that you're fire, you're chayiv for Eish because Eish and Mishum Chitzov. That's why a person's chayiv for Eish. It's my error. As much as the kid takes it, it's no longer my error, it's now the curve of the Cheresh, it's the Cheresh's error. I'm only chayiv for my error, I'm not chayiv for the Cheresh's error. That's what Rashi says in the Nachum Beis on the base. It's Eish and Mishum Chitzov. And here it's the koyach of the chesh. And since there's no wrong my chitzov, it's the chesh's chitzov, I'm going to be potter. Like Tosfos, that's not a good pshat. Because everyone holds Eishem Mishum chitzov, also holds Eishem Mishum Emoinu. Everyone holds that as well. You hold Eishem Mishum Emoinu, it's your money. And it's considered your money. And therefore you should be chayiv, even if it's a chesh sedav. So Tosfos didn't like Rashi pshat there. And Tosfos is going to tell us a new pshat over here. Rashi says, "Eishem Mishum Chitzov."
No,
this is
what is
he trying to
hide?
It's not my kerich anymore. It's the chesh is there. Eishem Mishum Chitzov. Chitzov means it's my kerich. That's the word. It's me who did it. My kerich. Eishem Mishum Chitzov. What does that mean? Kerichoy. Just like when you shoot an arrow, it's odom amazik. So too, when you shoot a fire, it's all the mamad. It's kodesh. So here we're saying, the kid holding it and taking it is now his koyach. It's no longer my koyach, it's his koyach. It's now his all the mamad, and no longer my all the mamad. It's kodesh, it's his koyach, it's not my koyach.
So it says, for Gama, it says, Achizaso Bekoko. He's saying there's two things here.
The
Kodesh
Achizosa is the reason why it's now going to be his Kodesh. Achizosa doesn't help us. What's Achizosa? Because the word Tzavso or Tzav means Achizosa. So Rashi has to translate that. But therefore it's now his Kodesh. The word translation is holding it. And therefore what? And therefore whatever happens afterwards is his Kodesh.
I want to ask the
following question. You heard what I said? Koyach is the bill why Achizoso is going to be part. It's going to be that other part.
It sounds about the same. It sounds like it's two things.
No.
I want to ask the two cases.
Okay.
One is that he's holding it by, he gave it to him to just hold.
Mm-hmm.
And he's holding it right by the Gadish.
And he doesn't really need to move it.
Doesn't even move enough.
So then Ireland's going to be chayiv.
Right. Well, shaken here, he walked it over with his own walk. So not just that, he's up. Not just a holding. Just two things.
Rashi says he went.
And it
walked. Rashi says he went. Rashi says the Rashi Brian says he went. It should not go, but he has to show. Otherwise, if he would be just holding it by the goldfish, so the person put it there basically burned down the goldfish.
Even though just he's not touching me, he didn't get to touch it. He gave it to him like this.
If the fire would spread without the kid's movement, then he's going to, then the person that put it is going to be.
Move it, he dropped.
If the kid is the one that made it burn down, then it's considered the curve of the kid. Exact case, what's considered the kid doing it? You can ask. The point is, if it was a kid's act, then it'd be a chayv. So what does tzavso mean? Tzavso means achizoso. That's not enough to understand it. He's also is holding, and due to that, bringing into a koyach, that's what's making him chayv. Why is that's what making the original owner potter? Why is he potter? Because eishem shemachita is no longer my koyach.
You can eliminate the mono by having it not be his gatels.
Not true. Okay. Scared of it was standing because otherwise I would have to pour some coffee, some third lozenges for Yossi. Right, okay, Tosis. Rabbi Yechon. That's the Tosis. Rabbi Yechon, the Rama, Philo Mosseli, Shalev, it's bottle. And Tosis got a kasha because Rabbi Yechon holds Shalev is equivalent to Gacheles. So whatever Gacheles was, which we said meant is not a dangerous thing. So Rabbi Yochanan should hold Shalev is also not a dangerous thing. So we don't need to change the show to become untied. Keep all the elements the same. Just one point. Rabbi Yochanan holds a flame is equivalent to a gacheles. Tema, my koshele, what's the big kasha? Shalev is Rabbi Yochanan, k'moy gacheles rishlokish. Shalev is for Rabbi Yochanan, it's the same as gacheles rishlokish. Ubishoy kosho, ubishoy boy mechusa. Yochala, I mean, and we could have established the case with a shoy kosher and a boy machusa. What about the cheresh? Umishum the cheresh over the tuki. Sorry, umishum, and because the cheresh over the tuki and the tuli, kamoisham and shokish. Then we'll talk about flame. The flame is like a coal. And the flame is equivalent to a coal, it eventually will go out. And the reason why you're chayv for shoyim boy is because of shoyim boy, the chesh will untie. And by Gecheles, he held, a chesh wouldn't do that. It's going to cool down. He understood that the reason why Bechon said your potter is not because the fire is going to go out. Because it's a fire. So why are you potter? Mishum did that shakotn shemoy. Vein akotn oisei. And now you have shot. You want to know why shoy chesh, why chesh is with cotton? You give him a shalevis, you know why you're potter? Because the chesh shoy cotton can look after it. You raised up, you said the chesh shoy cotton are dangerous people, they're going to untie it. Lanachon, if I tell the chesh shoy cotton to look after something, they will look after it. And therefore, I can even give over a flame. You were saying you can't give over a flame because the Cheshire the Commonwealth will take the flame and burn down the house. Not true. If you tell the Cheshire the Commonwealth to look after something, they will look after it. And I have the rabbi. Sorry, but Eila Kotno says, Eila Adar Abbe. Oysa Shmir. They do good Shmir. So giving over a flame to Cheshire the Commonwealth, you know why you're bottle? Because they're going to do a good shmir. So why are you chayv for shoyim? That's the Gemara's kasha. And what's the answer? What's the Gemara answer? No. We're talking about untied. We're talking about untied shoyim. Untied boy. So why is it that flame... We can say the Shekhesh will look after it, Mashenkein by a Shoyim boy not. Because a Shekhesh can look after something as it is now. That means I won't take it and cause more damage. If you have an animal that's got a curse to damage, then a Shekhesh can't look after. Shekhesh won't cause violence. They can look after it as much as they'll keep the situation as it is. But if you have a wild animal, Keshet Vekotten can't prevent it from causing more damage. So Shoy, what's the loss of the Gemara? Hosom Tzavsa the Keshet Vekotten, meaning the I gave it over to Keshet Vekotten, and really he should have looked after it. And why did it burn down? Because the Keshet went and took it to something that I'm not responsible for. Hashem came by the animal, it's not the Keshet that did it. The Chesh can just look after and cause more violence. But the animals are the thing that caused the bayah. The chesh didn't do anything. Okay. So the chesh won't do anything. You can't protect more than what you've got at the moment. Yeah? Finishing up thesis. The ashto niche. Now we understand the point which you might have had. What would you have had? The right tikshi. Don't ask the following question. If you're on the mekira, meshoy mutem, umoy magule. Come to Yechon that this price is talking about meshoy that's untied. And you're chayim for it. So why talk about amay nokah shemotzei lecheshei v'gadol? Why mention he gave it over to cheshei v'gadol? Say pashut. You're chayim because you have an untied fire, an untied animal. Even if you don't give over to Cheshire to become, you're going to be Chai. So what's the Chiddush? The knockout, here's the answer. The knockout, Mosoi, it said he gave over to Mosoi, to Cheshire to become, and the Rabusa, to teach us an added element of Chiddush. Afal Pisha also Shmir Ksas, even though a Chiddush can do a minimal Shmir. I'm still going to be chayav, right? Even though chayav can do a minimal shmirah haraya by Isham Poto, because if chayav can do a minimal shmirah, he won't take it to cause damage. He'll at least look after where it is, and then a chayav shaytun gadol can do that. Even though you gave over your shori to a chayav shaytun gadol can do a minimal shmirah, you're still going to be chayav. Why? Because that minimal smear is not enough for a wild animal. If you give over your animal to Cheshire to make it terms, that's the case.
Untied.
Yeah, untied.
If it's tied.
If it's tied, you're going to say impossible. Yeah. If you give over your animal, that's right. If you give over your loose animal, shermute, if you give over your shermute to a Cheshire to make it terms, you're kind of, despite the fact that they can do a smear. Because they can only do a minimal smear to protect as it is. They won't cause bayat. But if the animal itself is a bayati animal, it can't help. The chayush can't help that. Masha Enki, that Yossi just said. If the animal would have been tied up and you give it over to chayushet v'kotten, it'd be potter. Because the chayushet v'kotten don't cause bayat. They can keep the smear what it is now. They can keep. They won't untie it. Finishes up thesis of a high svar of Paligar Shlokish. On this point, is a machlikas of Rehman Shlokish. Shlokish holds that giving over the cheshit of a cotton, they can cause bayot. So if you give over a tied animal, right, because you can cause bayot, you can untie. Shake it. Really, you can't hold. Not like that. If you give over a cheshit of a cotton, a tied animal, it won't get untied. You give up an untied animal, then everyone holds your chayiv because the cheshet you got can't look after it.
Give up a tied animal for a short time. Eventually, we'll get it.
Who said? No, it was Rashi said. Darkin took it.
Doesn't the Gemara say it?
The Machlik is Rashi Tesis. Darkin took it.
How do you understand? That means so.
Rashi learns darkening took it means the rope itself will get untied. And Tosis darkening took it, if you give it to a cheresh, it's darkening took it. If you give it over to a cheresh, then the situation is one that it is normal to get untied. That's Tosis.
So what? So
in Rish Lokish.
Right,
but according to Tosfos
and Rabbi Yochanan,
it doesn't say that. Right?
According to
Rabbi Yochanan, if you give over a show that is tied up, it will not be chayiv. It's not darkened in Tukhi, it doesn't say that in Rabbi Yochanan. Only in Ishtokish darkened in Tukhi, Ishtokish old. It's normal for a kid to untie. So the situation is one that's going to get untied. I think Rabbi Yochanan doesn't know like that. It's not darkened in Tukhi. If you give over a tied up animal to a chayushet v'kotten, everything is good and you're going to be potter. So let me ask you a question. Why can you shlokish if you give up a flame to a cheshit v'kotten, are you chayiv? And according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you give up a flame to a cheshit v'kotten, you potter.
Second, please.
Why giving over a flame to a bit to a case to cotton? It's not a jolt your hive and we're not your potter. Why is it? What's the Nakuda Samachlokis? We want to think about it before you answer, or you want to answer it before we answer. You understand the question? Why is it? What's the point of Machlokis? Why is it that if you give over a chesh shaita, if you give over a shaleves, a torch, to a chesh shaita bekata, you're going to a shlokish, your chayv, and you're going to a biyechon, your potter. Lama? Pukwa? Famos?
That's the level of the father because he doesn't
reach
it. It's the level of
peasant.
You can handle
it. Right. Come to who are you explaining? Rashi or Tesis? Tesis. Okay. So come to Tesis that Rabbi Yochanan holds you that they can do that shmir and therefore you're potter. And Ishaki holds you cannot. And therefore the same story with the show tied up. It'll be the same machlekes. That Rabbi Yochanan holds he can do the good shmir, that level of shmir can handle, and Ish Lakish holds he can't. So the two Gemaras are the same svar. Ish Lakish says Yochanan for flame, and Ish Lakish says Yochanan for tied up. The tied up animal is for the same reason. The Cheshet Rikadam will mix in and cause violence. And Rabbi Yochanan says you're potter for both for the same reason. Cheshet Rikadam can keep the situation as it is. That's Shetzer's thesis. Come to Rashi, complete the pshat. Why is it going to Rabbi Yochanan? Are you chayev? Come to Rabbi Yochanan that you're part of Cheshet Rikadam by Shaleves? Is because he holds Eishem Shon Chitzoch. And therefore it's called considered the koyach of the Chesh. And why is it Rishaki says you're potter? Because he holds Eishem Shon Maino. And therefore it's considered still the moment of the original owner. And why is it that Bircha holds that you are? Why is it that Rishaki holds that you're chayv by a boy, a show that's tied up?
The bad
tied up in the first place, right? What would Rabbi Yochanan hold in that case? Would he argue?
Yes. So it's a good time. No,
this is
a bad time.
In Rashi. We have no Makoi in Rashi to say what Rabbi Yochanan holds. It just happens to be that Rabbi Yochanan holds the Bryce talking about even a Shalemis because he holds Eishu Shul Chitzor. But what would be the met if it would be a show that's tied up? Would he agree to the longest that Rishakish said? Yechaliot. Because the two points are not connected. Kuntatetet, it's one svar. The whole of Rishakish is one svar. Svar is, does the Chet Shet have got to mix in and cause problems? Rishakish said, yes. Rishakish says, no. One svar the whole way through the sugya. Kuntatetet, it's two sugyas. Eish is because of Eish Mishum Chitzok. And in the reason why I have to show you kosher is a new svara that since you didn't finish your shmira and never your chayv even for things that happen from outside. And probably other people don't agree to that. That's an interesting point that comes out from Rashi. Right? For change, Tosis is easier and more gishmak. Chassam said those words, but for our simple minds, it's like, one mahalach, the sugya, it's good. And to Rashi, you have to work with the mahalach. So, me and Jim will carry on Sunday. It's Chazor, so what time do you want to start? 9:30? 10:30? Which bear 10:30
Sunday?
Which bear is on the computer? You want to wish him well?
Thank you. I have an appointment on Sunday, but try and get back to it.
Okay, I just want to wish you well. This video's on. You can come and say hello. You can come and speak. He can't see you, so now you can come along.
Are you
home? There you are.
Thank you. Okay, be well.
Yeah. All right. Well, wonderful Shabbos.
Wish Lema, we should hear the Sarastos.
Amen.
Okay, Mr. Peretz, be very, very well. Missing you, and looking forward to seeing you maybe Shabbos. See you.